Dykes voice demo take one. If I were to describe myself as a voice actor, I would use the word mystic, perhaps mystical even, with mystique. When I read a script, it's the only way to read it. It almost speaks to me like a little person running around on the page. Those of us in the business actually prefer the term voice actor rather than voice talent. It's a bit presumptuous to be considered a talent right off the bat, and somewhat offensive to those of us who are really talented. Voice acting requires a lot of hard work. That's the message here. As much as any other kind of acting, sort of like, you know, I'm the George Clooney of voice, even, I would say. I keep my instrument in shape with various foods and liquids, depending really on the type of shoot that I'm doing. Sometimes I smoke as much as a pack of cigarettes, Marlboro Reds, of course, each day, along with a few glasses of dry white wine to get this really powerful voice for the big shoots. It's almost like I go undercover, like a secret agent of voice, if you will. It's all very complex in my mind, but the actual process is surprisingly simple. I walk in the door, sit down, and read, and then I leave. It's no wonder people consider me a voice genius when they don't know all the hard work that I put into it, we put into it, and the chicks are great. So I consider myself the luckiest man on earth to get paid to do what I love. In a world without hope, in the darkest jungles of Africa, one man's renegade justice meets midget aborigines on the brink of war. A chance encounter between an alien robot and a cop on the wrong side of the law. When the spider flood comes, on which side of justice do you stand? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and introducing Howard Justin. On April 1st, be prepared for the movie event of the summer. If a tree falls in the rainforest and everyone is dead, does it make a sound? Coming soon to a theater near you.